Coming up next, I'm going to warn you about three bad work habits that might be holding you back. And then radical transparency among leadership, what it's being called, what it really is. And then Elon Musk with a return or else. And we're going to coach you up. Let's go. All right, folks, welcome to the Kid Coleman Show, where we give you the competitive edge to win at work and in life so you can make more money and experience more impact. Yeah, you're loving Monday morning because we're getting after it. So let's get after it, shall we? I think there are three habits that I see, I hear about that are work habits, and I think there's some crossover in your personal life as well, so these could certainly apply. But I believe these three habits hold more people back from growing into who they really want to be professionally, from making the money they want to make, being able to make the impact they want to make. So here we go. And so as I lay these out, by the way, you know, I love teaching you and coaching you. But if this hits you, you can't feel bad about yourself and feel guilty. That's not the point of this. It's for you to go, oh, that's me. Oh, I can make some changes, because I'm not just going to point these habits out. I always give you some practical solutions to these challenges. So here we go. Number one, bad habit at work that's holding you back. Saying yes to everything. Saying yes to anything. Saying yes to too much. Uh-oh. I just saw out of the corner of my eye, we have some people watching live in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions, and I believe that a husband out there did the unpardonable sin. And when I said saying yes, it was out of the corner of my eye. Did I see what I thought I saw? Oh, yeah. He did this number right here to his wife. Sir, I'll give you some marriage advice after the show. Yeah, you should probably go ahead and sit in the parking lot. Roll the windows up so it's a little miserable. So you can pay your penance. No, I'm kidding. But hey, let me just say, I don't want you to feel bad about yourself, ma'am, because there's something behind that, and it's a desire to please people. I am a recovering people pleaser myself. It's a horrible, horrible syndrome. Wanting everybody to like me and be pleased with me. For crying out loud, folks, I'm a public figure. That is a recipe for wild desperation and frustration. It's why I don't hang out in the comments section of social media or on YouTube. I don't hang out. We got our YouTube crazies that just send me love all the time. So these people make me feel good about myself. But when I start feeling good about myself, I go home. I have three teenagers and they make me feel bad about myself again. No, I love my kids. They keep me humble. Saying yes to everything. What happens here? Before we realize it, we're overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed when we pull into the parking lot. We're overwhelmed when we get in the car at the end of the day. And we are almost always the number one culprit. Now, I will tell you, I bang on bad bossery. Horrible bossery is what we call it. Bad bosses. I bang on this all the time. We're going to get to some stuff later in the program. You're not going to believe what we're going to talk about later in the program. Hilariously awful. Paid time off requests denied by idiot leaders. We'll get to that. I'll bang on bad leaders, but let me also say that we're always the number one culprit when it comes to saying yes to too much. We got to be healthy. We have to be mature to be able to look at a situation and say, I'd like to be able to say yes, but saying yes is going to hold me back. And there's the irony. We want to say yes because we don't want to disappoint someone. And yet in saying yes to too many things, we actually will disappoint ourselves. You know, there's a certain amount of selfishness that's good. Now, some of you are going, whoa, wait a second. I don't mean selfishness like a toddler or an immature child or a narcissist. I mean the ability to look at yourself and say, what is right? And the irony is that many times in our desire to say yes, to not disappoint someone, we actually disappoint ourselves because we are holding ourselves back. We are putting a lid, if you will, on our growth. Number two, bad work habit that's derailing your progress professionally. Running in high gear all the time. You know what I'm talking about. Well, the RPMs are like, it's like, what? If you do that all the time, it's like exhausting. Not to mention the sound is obnoxious. Think about this. We have become a people in our American society where a new status symbol for decades now has been how busy we are, right? It's like we go to a cocktail party or a function with our kids and we run into other parents and it becomes this tennis match of who's busier. Stop it. Busy is not a status symbol. Busy is a symbol that you are enslaved to something that's unhealthy. Running in high gear every day. Number three, and we're going to talk about solutions to each of these in just moments. Number three, bad habit that's holding you back professionally. You're not turning work off. You're not turning work off. So bad habit number one, saying yes to everything. Bad habit number two, running in high gear too much. And number three, bad habit, not turning work off. Let's talk about the solutions. Let's look at saying yes to everything. What is a practical solution? Only say yes to the best. What is best for my role, my responsibilities, my effort as a part of the team, my personal and professional mental health and well-being? What is best? What is best? Come on. What's best? I could say yes to the good, or I could say yes to the best. I'm only saying yes to the best. Number two, how do we practically fight running in high gear every day? Learn how to downshift. There's all kinds of productivity studies, by the way, that you folks can check me on. Go on the Google, as I like to call it. Makes my kids roll their eyes. But go on the Google and look it up. There's multiple studies out there that even before a big meeting, instead of spending every waking second at your desk or in your office preparing for that big meeting, prepare 30 minutes before, 15 minutes before, go take a walk around the office. You won't believe what it'll do for your brain. There's all kinds of cognitive value in a distraction. Hey, I'm known for this here at Ramsey Solutions. I've got a putter by my desk, and multiple times a day, I'll get the putter out and I'll putt several and create a little putting competition in our personality suite area where we all hang out. Why? Because I need a freaking break. I need a mental break for fun. And planned play is one of the great ways to learn how to downshift during your day. Doesn't have to be for a long time. And then number three, prioritize your life over your work when it's time. When you get in the car on the way home, figure out a way to detach. Figure out a way to downshift in your mind and in your heart so that when you're home, you're home. I have a very rigid policy that comes easy for me, but I don't email people at night and on the weekend. I don't call at night or on the weekend. I don't. When I go home, I'm home, baby. If that don't work for you, that's your problem. Assess these bad habits, apply some of these tips and more, and you're going to see tremendous personal and professional growth. Coming up in the news, don't move. Are you ready to launch into a tech career in the next year? Bethel School of Technology's online technology bootcamp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. Aiden is a recent high school graduate who skipped college to enroll with Bethel Tech. In less than a year, he has a job as a developer with a salary of $65,000. 80% of Bethel Tech students land jobs within 4 months of graduating. Bethel students get jobs, and you can too. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to get started today. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where I coach you up, I inform you, I encourage you so that you can have the competitive edge to win in your work and personal life. Why? because you cannot separate your work life from your personal life. You just can't. If one of them is boring, it's going to affect the other, right? If one of them's on fire, it's going to affect the other. And it's high time that we acknowledge this. And folks, this all comes from my absolute passionate belief that we were all created to contribute to this world through our work. So purpose isn't about you. Working on purpose isn't about you. Now, you're going to benefit from it, but working on purpose is about giving your unique contribution to others. So I help you with so many different resources. As you know, I endorse things, and I really am excited. I'm getting more and more emails from you folks who are using ZipRecruiter, which is a free service to you. ZipRecruiter is one of the top hiring sites in the United States. I think they're the best. I don't care about everybody else's rankings. Their artificial intelligence works for you while you're doing life. They're out there recruiting, pitching you to companies all the time. When a company says, yes, we're interested, with one click of a button, you get an email, and then one click of a button, your resume goes out. You don't have to fill out a new resume all the time. This takes the loneliness, the frustration out of the job hiring process. And it's free. So I'm not selling you anything. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. All right, as a man of the people, as your professional coach, I keep you up to date, tell you what's going on that you need to know about it, and I share my opinion. Let's go. It's time for In the News. All right, fair warning to those of you that are new to the program. From time to time, I share a story that gets me a little fired up. And this first one right here in my hands has got me really fired up. Headline from Fortune magazine. Coinbase, which is a one of the myriad of cryptocurrency companies, wants to have their staff members rate each other using an app. Well, that's going to turn out real nice. I mean, I could have stopped right there. This is a controversial management principle called radical transparency. Now, I'm going to talk about both of these issues. I'll get to radical transparency and what I think it ought to be, because I think that's a good idea, but I think it's been convoluted in the way it's being presented in this story. So here we go. How are they going to do this, Coinbase? It's a trial process. Thank God. I hope they kill it quickly. They're trialing this process of letting their employees rate and review their colleagues through an app that delivers real-time feedback on how well an individual fits their culture. Now, does anybody else see any red flags here? This is real time. Not later. First of all, it's destructive enough, and I'll unpack this in a moment, but now it's real time. Oh, I don't think Alex was very enthusiastic when we met before the show today. Bing! Alex gets a notification. Ken doesn't think I was enthusiastic. Who sees a problem with that? This is mind-numbingly stupid, folks. Employees can grade each other through the app with a thumbs up or thumbs down. Now, let's just stop there for a moment. I can't even get through the story, Amanda. I can't even get through this. Imagine doing this in real life. We're all sitting in a meeting. We have a content meeting every week. All right? Now, Alex, Amanda, Joe, Nathan, you all in that meeting. Imagine if somebody says something about a potential show idea and I do one of these numbers. For our listening audience, it was the slow Caesar Augustus reach out with the slow thumbs down. Imagine that. How stupid that would be. It would be deflating. In fact, we have a rule in those meetings that there's no bad idea, and we say yes and. We don't say no, I don't like it, or whatever. What if I just walked around doing this number all the time? Yeah, that's a thumbs down. I don't like that. What are we doing? All right, keeping going here. You get a thumbs up or thumbs down on 10 core values that Coinbase has outlined. And one of these is clear communication or positive energy. Now, here's why this pisses me off. Let's say somebody comes in one day and you've interacted with them and you give them a thumbs down on the app and they hear about it and it's because they didn't have positive energy, but their dog passed away that morning. Their mom is in the hospital. What are we doing? Yeah, they don't have any positive energy because their heart is breaking. This is so stupid. stupid. It's mind-numbing to me. You are going to turn your employee group against each other. Do you know what this is going to amount to? And I'm a positive guy. So some of you go, Ken, this is pretty negative. Well, I'm positive that this is an awful idea. Do you know what it is? I'm positive that this is going to turn into tattletaling and butt-kissing. That's what this is going to do. The audience in the lobby agrees with me. These are very smart people. They understand this. This is turning adults into second and third graders.
I didn't like the way that Denny talked to me in the meeting. I'm giving him a thumbs down.
Well, Denny's personal life is on fire. Stay out of it. This is a leadership issue. It's horrible. You're setting people up for the worst of us humans, which is tattletaling and butt-kissing. Oh, it's awful. All right. Is that enough on that one, Alex? You feel like I've sufficiently beat that horse? Okay. It's horrible. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot. Wait a second. I'm not done. So what is radical? So the idea here is this is a new leadership principle. And a guy named Ray Dalio, who's a well-known investor, he kind of started this idea. And the way he tends to do it in his organization seems to be okay. But this is this new idea of radical transparency. And I got to cover this very quickly. Because I believe in radical transparency. I believe in it. In fact, I believe that Dave Ramsey and the leadership at Ramsey Solutions does this the right way. We have a staff meeting every Monday. Every Monday, aside from a holiday situation like Memorial Day. And we gather as a team, over 1,000 people in this building. And Dave reminds us on a regular basis that it is about communication. So that when something bad is going to happen, we hear about it first. When something new is happening, we hear about it directly from our leaders. This is radical transparency. Most companies don't do that. But radical transparency is not Dave getting up going, hey, I'm going to tell you what everybody makes. We're going to now allow everybody in the building to know what everybody makes. Dave wouldn't do that. You know why Dave wouldn't do that? Because Dave's not an idiot. So radical transparency in this form is nonsensical transparency. I'm just going to be as straightforward as I can be. It's going to turn your people against each other. Everybody know what everybody makes? It's going to turn into Days of Our Lives. Sorry, you soap opera fans. It's the first thing that popped into my mind. It's going to be unhealthy. It's going to be a disaster. All right. Now I've sufficiently covered everything in that article. That's not radical transparency. Radical transparency is leaders being honest with their company and with their individuals about things that they need to know. Not everything. All right. Next story. We report these things when we let you know big companies what they're doing. Elon Musk in the news a lot lately. Is he going to buy Twitter? Is he not? Tesla stock is down. Is he going to space? The guy's all over the place. Well, now he's come out and said, if you are a Tesla employee, you must return to the office or else we're going to fire you. Now, this is going to get the snowflakes up in arms. This is going to hurt a lot of people's feelings. But again, I'm not defending what he is saying, but as the CEO and leadership can decide what they want, and if you don't like it, leave. But spare me the human rights violations, acting like your rights have been violated. No, they haven't. They've decided they want everybody back in the office, and if you want to work at home in your sweatpants and eat Rocky Road, I've got no problem with that. You have every right to do that, but you're going to have to do it somewhere else. And it doesn't mean that I'm anti-remote work. I am not. Okay? I see the pluses and the minuses as well as in office. I see the pluses and I see some minuses and all that. And the world at work is changing rapidly. There's no question about it. But I told you this was going to happen. That there would be companies who go, no, no more remote work. We don't like it. We tried it. And that's an individual philosophy. If you don't like it, you can leave. All right, don't miss some horrible boss stories coming up later. Next is coaching. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions World HQ in the shadows of Nashville, this is the Ken Coleman Show, coaching you to have the competitive edge to make more money and experience more meaning in your work, which means you're having a greater impact. And as you know, every day on the show, we have a large portion of the show is dedicated to coaching you. But I've got about 5 to 6 minutes with you folks that call in. And so I'm very excited to announce. I feel like this is worthy of my new soundboard. Big announcement here. There it is. Ramsey Career Coaching on its way. That's right. Men and women that I have met, interviewed, and I endorse because they believe in what I teach. They have the heart of a coach. And so we are now going to open this up for those of you who want more coaching than I can give you here live on the show. These are professional coaches who are trained, certified. They're world-class at what they do. And they're going to help you create a custom plan for your personal and professional growth. Now, we're launching this, so we're going to slowly walk into this. But this is what I teach, right? If you launch in something like a small business or your dream job, you got to crawl, walk, run before we sprint. And so we're opening this up to just 30 people. The first 30 people that jump in, we're going to pilot this program. I'm very excited about it. I will be involved. But you're going to get one-on-one coaching at a very affordable price because I'm not doing it. We did some coaching before and we charged you folks. It was nice. But I can't do it. I don't have the time to do it. And so this is a very, very affordable price for this coaching. To learn more, go to kencoleman.com/coaching. 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 All right. David is up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And don't forget, in just moments, you don't want to miss these horrible bossery incidents that I'm just going to wear some terrible leaders out. It's going to be great fun and therapy for me. And you'll enjoy it too. David's up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. David, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm living the dream, David. What are you doing?
Well, I'm calling you to I'm probably not your average caller based on what I'm about to throw at you.
Okay.
Because while most of your people call and want to make, you know, changes in their job and want to make career changes and, you know, complain about their company, et cetera, et cetera. Mine's just the opposite. My company is too nice. They're over the top nice. They're over the top take care of their staff. And I'm not really calling to complain as much as I'm calling to ask for your advice on how to deal with it.
Well, this is fantastic. I don't even know what your question is. How do you deal with a company that's too nice to its people? Can you be more specific? Because I actually think you're a slight bit irritated.
Well, and maybe it's the 50 year old plus guy in me coming out that I'm kind of old school.
Okay, hold on a second. Are you irritated? Come on.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right. We got to first acknowledge the fact. You said I'm 50 years old plus and I'm old school and you're irritated that some people in your company, let me guess, correct me if I'm wrong, some of the youngsters, the Gen Z and the millennials, that they're too snowflakey and they didn't have to walk uphill both ways to school like you and I did, and it bothers you. Am I about right?
You've explained it exceptionally well. Yes, sir.
Well, David, guess what? I'm going to set you free because that's why you called, right?
It is.
It's not your problem, and you're making it your problem, and it's not your problem. By all accounts, these people treat your company treats people really, really well, correct?
Yes, yes.
And you want them to make it a little harder on the whippersnappers?
Well, not just harder on the whippersnappers. Let's make it a little more, how about a little more tough love on the whole staff in general.
All right. Do you lead anybody in this company? Personally, do you direct lead some people?
I do not. I'm in sales, and so I, you know, report up the chain of command, so to speak. And so I've been here for 15 plus years.
There it is. Oh, David, you're a good man, but I want to set you free. Hey, David,
go for it.
You aren't leading anybody, and when you get the opportunity to lead, if you want to have a little bit tougher love than maybe everybody else, then that's your prerogative. But you're not in leadership. And while I appreciate who you are, and I really do get what you're saying, you need to focus on you and your work and your results because you're already in danger. And I suspect if I walked around your office with you and did a little clandestine interview, that David gets a lot of dad comments around the office, either in front of you or behind your back. Am I right?
You're right.
Oh, yeah. How did I know that? David, you got to be David, not dad. These people have dads, and you ain't it. You got me?
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I'm not picking on you. I'm trying to set you free. When you stop acting like a dad, you're going to be less frustrated. So I appreciate the call. I really do appreciate David. I really do. Because I'm old school. You know? I get irritated when I make a movie reference from the 80s and half the team I work with goes, huh? I come into the office Tuesday morning carrying on about Top Gun and half the people I work with are like, I never saw the first one. I want to fire them on the spot. That's unreasonable. I wouldn't do that. But I got irritated. Why? Because I'm middle-aged now. It's unfortunate. All right. How about some horrible bossery stories? Now, why do I do this? Partly to entertain you, partly to give you all a little cathartic therapy, and it makes for good television as well. So here we go. We're going to throw these on the screen. For those of you in the listening audience, I'm going to read these. So here's where this all comes from, okay? So there was a tweet by a Twitter user named Post-Op Princess who works as a surgical trauma registered nurse. Now, let's just be honest. Registered nurses are heroines. Heroes, men and women that are on the front lines, and they're amazing people. So this is what she posted. Guess whose request off work got denied for their own wedding? She then says, PTO, baby, prepare the others. I ain't gonna be there. She asked off for her wedding, and it got denied. So this post, as you might guess, went viral. 245,000 people liked it. It was shared tens of thousands of times. And so then it began a chain reaction of other people reporting horrible bossery. Here's another one. My dog was dying in my arms. And I asked my boss if I could please not come in, gave him the reason. And all he tells me is to put my dead dog in the freezer and show up and get over it. This person doesn't even have a heart. I understand if it would have been a cat, I probably would have been okay with it. I'm kidding. I'm joking. That's horrible, Kit. I'm sorry. I had to make the cat joke. All right. It's terrible. Here's another one. Something similar happened to a coworker. Pet was dying. Boss told him to snap its neck and come into work. The guy came in the next day and beat the living blank out of our boss. That's one way to get yourself beat up, is when an employee tells you their animal died and you tell them, or it's dying, and you tell them to snap its neck. You get your own neck snapped doing that. Here's another one. I had a boss, an RN, who was denied time off to attend the trial of the man who murdered her daughter. This is real, folks. Another one. My daughter died at 12 days of age, and I was on FMLA due to emergency C-section. My work called the day before her funeral and asked when they could put me back on the schedule. And we wonder why people are leaving in droves. Folks, leadership's pretty simple. If you take care of the people you have, they'll get you the people you need. But this is unbelievable. There's nothing funny about this. An OR nurse was denied the day off to testify in the criminal assault trial of the man who almost killed me. The DA said, I've literally never had this happen. Guess I'll have to reissue a subpoena they can't refuse. Unbelievable. Last one called out the day after my mother died unexpectedly. I was in training and shadowing, so not critical to the job. The boss yelled at me and said she wouldn't allow it again. You mean if my mother dies again? Leaders? These are not commodities. These are not pawns. These are people. The great leadership crisis in our world today is that leaders have stopped caring for people that they lead. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Everyday Millionaires.
Ordinary people built extraordinary wealth, and you can too. On Everyday Millionaires, you'll learn how millionaires live on less than they make, avoid debt, invest, and are disciplined and responsible. Listen to Everyday Millionaires wherever you listen to podcasts.